from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Kurdish leaders reported some initial success as Iraqi forces launched a long-anticipated ground offense Monday, retaking the northern city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. The operation is the largest military operation in Iraq since U.S. combat forces left 5 years ago. VOA's Jeff Customer has the report.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one as a military push began to drive Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Mosul. Al-Abadi said soon all Iraqis will be in Mosul to raise the flag of triumph. He said there is no place for the Islamic State group among Iraqis, and they'll be driven out as they were in Ramadi, Fallujah, and other Iraq cities. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. In the hours before the announced start of the offensive, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul to warn residents. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Airstrikes Monday in Syria flattened residential buildings in a rebel-controlled village in the northern province of Aleppo, killing at least 23 people. So far, 45 have died in the fighting in the past 24 hours. Both Syrian and Russian forces have been bombing rebel-held positions in Aleppo for weeks as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad attempts to regain control of the once-thriving city in the sixth year of the uprising against his government. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have been broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focusing on Aleppo. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Democrat made that Republican Donald Trump will square off in their third and final debate Wednesday as the sometimes contentious campaign enters its final weeks. Clinton has been campaigning less in preparation for the debate, while Trump has ramped up his accusations there is a conspiracy in play to keep him out of the White House.
The election is being rigged by corrupt media pushing completely false allegations and outright lies in an effort to elect her president.
Tim Kaine, the vice presidential running mate for Hillary Clinton, told supporters Trump is blaming everyone because he knows he is losing. With just over 3 weeks to the election, a national average of polls compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.5% lead over Trump. Once again, Trump and Clinton square off in their final debate Wednesday night. The editor-in-chief of the Kremlin-funded television network RT claimed Monday that all channels' bank accounts in Britain have been closed. RT, formerly known as Russia Today, broadcasts around the clock in English, Arabic, and Spanish. It was set up to present news from the perspective of the Kremlin. Spokesman for the RT network did not say why the accounts had been blocked, but there is speculation the action could be tied to an opponent of the Kremlin. China has launched two astronauts into space on a mission to dock with the experimental space station and remain aboard for 30 days. The rocket took off today from a launch site on the edge of the Gobi Desert. The chief commander for the China manned space program says the rocket lifted off according to plan. He went on to say it was a complete success. The spacecraft will dock with the space station within 2 days. The entire station will begin full operation in the year 2022. A 6.5, make that a 6.4 magnitude earthquake rattled Tibet early Monday, followed by at least two strong aftershocks. Still no word on casualties being reported there. One Tibetan nomad from a neighboring region tells VOA's Tibetan service no damage has been reported, although cracks had appeared in numerous buildings. And Thailand's military government has reaffirmed its backing of a political roadmap for national elections in late 2017, even as the country is engulfed in mourning over the passing of Bhumibol Adulyadet, who died last week at the age of 88. A Thai government spokesperson said the cabinet and administration were trying to ensure a business-as-usual approach to government going forward during the once-in-a-generation royal transition. Government came to power in May of 2014 by way of a coup ousting the elected Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Thanks for joining. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.